Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about tonight, because tonight is a Monday Night Raw with a World Championship match. Sami Zayn is defending the title against Cody Rhodes tonight. And possible we'll see a title change. I don't think we will. But SummerSlam originally was scheduled to be Cody Rhodes and CM Punk for the title. Show's in Chicago tonight. So I think someone's likely to show up. We got a full lineup for Raw as well as NXT tomorrow. And Dynamite Beach Break coming up on Wednesday. So a lot to get into there. Also got a bunch of news, including apparently Ric Flair getting scammed. There's a Joe Rogan podcast scam. You heard of this one? I'll tell you about that. Got some notes on AEW All In ticket sales. AEW All Out is heading to Chicago. We got Jake the Snake Roberts leaving AEW, which I can talk about, not just Jake Roberts, but what's going on in terms of people coming and going from AEW. We got some New Japan updates, including a title change, the final two competitors for the G1 tournament, and plenty more. Want to start off today by wishing the best. Nixon Newell and Miranda Alizé are engaged. Made the announcement. Happy 4th of July. Alizé wrote, "I'm engaged." So Eddie Kingston, Raquel Rodriguez, Ivar, Dakota Kai, many others congratulated them on social media. So all the best to them. A happy 4th of July story. And we're going to get going on this show. A happy 6th of July show after the break. Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Earl Filthy is joining us here today.
I am, but I'm behind the ball. I'm behind the eight ball. Sorry.
Oh, you missed out on all the Turkish oil wrestling this weekend? Is that the problem?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Oh, my God. They chose to show, I don't know what the deal was, but there was like a blackout. So they didn't show the head class wrestlers.
There's a blackout on your video too. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm on it. That's what I was talking about at first. Mm. But so you couldn't actually see the head class of wrestlers, like the top guys. But all the matches go on at the same time. So it was like 20 matches, including what would be like the NXT of Turkish oil wrestling. So essentially I had to watch like 5 hours of Lexus King wrestling, Jasper Troy, instead of getting to see Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns on the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I thought this was going to be quick. Hey, listen, did you hear about Ric Flair?
No, but I heard the opener and I saw a blurb. So why don't you
audibly
give me the info?
All right. So Flair was on Joe Rogan's
podcast.
By
the way, Erkintosh. Because you cut me off, Erkintosh pulled off the big upset and won.
Okay.
665th Kirk Pinar champion. That's, it's amazing.
Incredible. It's incredible.
It honestly is.
It is. So Flair was on Joe Rogan's podcast in 2023. In 2025, he announced he'd been invited back to the show. However, when Ric Flair's name was brought up last month on Rogan's podcast, he said, well, a scammer contacted Flair.
Whoa.
Claiming to be representing the podcast and trying to book him. The scammer claims you're going to be paid an appearance fee for coming on the podcast. That's a red flag right there, everybody. They ask for your bank account information to send the payment and then drain your account. Rogan said he did not know if Flair gave up that information or if he lost any money. He said, I've got to apologize to Ric Flair. He got scammed. Some person reached out, said they were representing this podcast. He was going to come on the podcast. I think Tim Dillon, this happened with him too. It didn't happen with him where they got him, but they send you an email saying they're going to have you come on a podcast, but they need your bank information. If you get an email like that from me, it's not real. Sorry, Ric Flair. I don't know if he lost his money. Rogan gravely concerned about Ric Flair's financial state as a result of this scam. But yeah, guys, you don't get paid to do podcasts. for the most part, right, Tom?
That is true.
I mean, some people ask, but they usually don't do a lot of dates.
It's a good thing that these scammers don't have access to all the free drinks that the Nature Boy is going to get at the bar. Woo!
You think he still gets those?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's probably the number one currency that man deals in. Wow. Free drinks?
Yeah. All right, well...
If I see him on my travels, I'll buy him a free drink.
We got Raw coming up tonight. And it is a... I got big shows all this week. What's going on here? The next 3 days, there's championship matches up the wazoo, as they say.
Out the wazoo.
Up.
No? Up?
I think it's up.
Well, it's got to come out at some point,
right? Might be out. That's far from the lewdest thing said on a wrestling program in the last 4 days, by the way. Nothing will top R-Truth on SmackDown. A line that was so appalling that Damian Priest was... He was insulted by this line. He could not even believe his ears. But anyway, I don't even think we can say it here on the air. I don't think we can say it.
Yeah, surely you can.
I don't know, man. We'll have to clear it with Dom during the break. But anyway, Raw tonight as Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes for the WWE title. Are we seeing a title change tonight, Tom?
No.
You don't think so? I don't think so either.
No.
I do think it's coming fairly soon.
I think they want us to believe there's a title change because when they announce, and I know it's one of the rare instances, like usually when they announce a title match, not for on the spot in that city, it'll get booed. But this was like when they announced that Sammy was going to defend the title at all. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? Already?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like a crowd that was all the way there for Sammy. So I thought that was really interesting.
I think there would be a great deal of backlash if they changed the title tonight. I could see what I think is going to happen is, let me think how they could do this. I think what's going to happen tonight is obviously CM Punk gets involved. And then maybe he tries to help Cody, but he accidentally costs him the match. And then Sammy and Cody rematch at Saturday night's main event, so Sammy gets two more weeks, then loses it. And then we have Cody and CM Punk at SummerSlam. That's my guess.
You could do that. Yeah. I mean...
That's my guess. What about the Street Profits and Braun Breaker and Austin Theory? You think the Vision's winning those tag belts right now? No.
Man, when is Dawkins or Montez Ford going to turn on the other one? Now it's just not going to happen.
Dude, the Vision
got so injured that they had to scrap the Street Profits breaking up.
Yeah. Dawkins was probably like, I ain't joining that crew. You kidding me? You kidding me? That's not happening.
Got a baby on the way. He doesn't want to deal with that.
I actually think Dawkins was the one that was going to turn.
Yeah. No, they both, I believe, have children on the way.
Oh, really? I didn't know Dawkins did. Congratulations, Sam.
I could be just making that up.
Sol Ruka
wishful thinking.
And Raquel for the Intercontinental title. I don't expect a title change there. Obafemi addresses his Hell in a Cell match against Lesnar. So, yeah, as Dave noted in The Observer, which we've been talking about, I mean, this was their plan, everybody. This was their plan. Obafemi was going to win the King of the Ring and then say he didn't want his title shot. That was their plan. Hell of a plan. And Seth Rollins will kick off the show. So that's Raw. Tonight. Tomorrow we got other championship matches. We have the NXT women's title on the line. Kendall Gray versus Natty. Sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. We have a number one contenders match. Two of them, actually. One for the NXT women's North American title. With, I swear to God, these are all real names. They're actually not real names. They're all fake names. Izzy Dame, Lizzie Rain, Thea Hale, and Layla Diggs are in this match. We got a number one contenders match for the tag team titles. Birthright, OTM, Dark State, Sean Legacy, and Dorian Van Dukes.
That also sounds absolutely ridiculous when you read it out loud.
You don't think Birthright, OTM, Dark State, and Sean Legacy, and Dorian Van Dukes? You don't think it'll sound like... Nah?
It sounds like the war six-man tag name generator was pumped out there.
Izzy Dame, Lizzie Rain, Thea Hale, and Layla Diggs. Anyway, then Dynamite on Wednesday. We have MJF, Kenny Omega. If Kenny Omega does not win, he never, ever can challenge for the title again. So I think we know what happens there. Takeshita versus Kyle Fletcher for the international title. We got the Casino Gauntlet match for the world title match and Redemption for the women. And we have Tommaso Ciampa and Chris Jericho. So a big next 3 days of championship matches. If you want to play some bets on any of these. You know what I'm saying, Tom? You're down there in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to check my Twitter account, see if I have any messages from Eric Trump again before I go bet.
Or Joe Rogan. You got to watch all of these messages from allegedly famous people, Tom.
Hey, do you think you could get that guy? My favorite Joe Rogan guest of all time was the Giorgio Tsoukalos.
From Ancient Aliens?
Yeah, do you think you'd get him on After Dark?
I could try. I'll put it out to the universe. I mean, I'd rather have David Hatcher Childress on. He's my man. That guy. You don't know the name, but if you watched Ancient Aliens, he's the man. But I could try and get that fella on. He's still on that show, you know. They're still
Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Yeah, that show is still around.
Is his hair still standing up?
Oh man, it is something else, brother. It is something else. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Right now. America. Premium vodka.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, before we go any further, a couple of things. First off, Brandon here notes that Google AI says that you can use either up or out the wazoo. So we got that cleared up. And Tom, what do you have? We had something weird happen, didn't we?
Huh?
The YouTube chat.
Oh.
Wake up,
weird,
dude.
Weird.
Well, yeah. Someone actually paying to ask a question? It's unusual.
Yeah, somebody asked a question.
Well, say their name if they paid.
I have to find it. In Your Head Changed Man.
Okay, that's a long name.
Asked, can Brian and Tom... Well, so I guess he didn't actually ask us. He asked, can Brian and Tom see Sheamus in New Japan? So I don't know if he's asking the rest of the chat.
No, I think he's asking us. It's just the way he worded it.
What do you think?
I'd like to talk about this. Why don't you go first?
Okay. Could I see Sheamus in New Japan? I would love to see Sheamus in New Japan. I don't think that they can afford Sheamus in New Japan unless you're talking him working at a rate which would be much lower than what he had previously worked at. And maybe, you know, maybe this is something that he wants to check off of his bucket list in wrestling. Maybe this is a place he's always wanted to wrestle. He feels like he'll be great over there. But unfortunately, the current landscape and the way things are, I don't think New Japan can afford him full time. Maybe he'll do a couple matches like Dolph Ziggler, Matt Riddle, but I would think that would be the extent of it. You know, I hope I'm wrong.
Yes, I would love to see Sheamus in New Japan. I would love to see a Sheamus Shingo match. I'd love to see Sheamus versus a lot of guys in New Japan. But I don't know what he's going to do. I obviously, if he turned down whatever they were offering, I mean, he wants money to wrestle. The guy's, what is he now, 47-ish, I think? And I don't think he's wrestling. He doesn't want to wrestle for cheap. So I don't think that New Japan is going to pay him the kind of money.
He's 48.
48 years old. So he would really have to have dreamed of working for New Japan. I think, to go to New
Japan.
Yeah,
I believe the yen has actually even gotten worse from what I saw. Is that true?
Now, the one thing I will say, and I want to word this very carefully because I don't want stupid headlines out of this, but I did talk to a lot of people today in AEW who were like, are we really going to take this guy? And let me make this abundantly clear, okay? Everybody I talked to, like to a person, was like, I really like Sheamus. I really like him. But the basic gist of it is like, there are so many people under contract, and there are so many people that already can't even get on TV, and we're going to hire another 48-year-old. Like, everyone's got ideas like, you know, Sheamus and Cesaro being in the Death Riders and doing Matt, which would be great.
That's the one that I'm... I mean, whatever.
It's like, nothing against...
I would be most excited for that one.
Yeah, nobody had anything against Sheamus personally. It was just sort of like, here comes another one, because the New Day is probably coming in, and then Sheamus would be coming in, and that's three more slots that people who have been there for a long time or who should be on the way up or who should be younger, you know, they're going to be iced out again. And, you know, people weren't really thrilled about that idea.
How weird would Bobby Lashley versus Sheamus look in an AEW ring?
That'd be awesome.
I'm sure it would, but that would be like the weirdest fever dream of a matchup.
Wherever he goes, I hope he has a lot of fun, because I like Sheamus. He's literally better than he's ever been. Well, I don't know now, but like the last time I saw him, you know, his last year or 2 years or so, where he just went in and literally, you know, it was his catchphrase, like banger after banger after banger. And man, even in WWE, where they're not big on bangers, really, that guy would go in and he would have a banger every time out. It was awesome.
Well, so, he and Drew McIntyre were the banger bros.
Yeah.
That's what it was. They were just going back and forth, beating the crap out of each other. And then didn't they have that three-way with Gunther?
I think so, yeah.
Right? The five-star three-way?
The thing with Drew and Sheamus, it was so great, was Drew is not as old as Sheamus, but, like, he's been around. He's been around a long time. And, you know, they didn't come up in the system, so to speak. And they are legitimately, like, really, really good friends, maybe even best friends. And so you take two guys like that, and you put them in the ring together, and they just pounded each other. Like, you hit your friends harder. That's like what people say. They always go, you hit your friends harder. People who hit me hard aren't my friends. So I disagree with that statement, you know. But these guys, they liked it each other.
It sounds like you have fantasies of pounding your friends.
No, I don't want to pound. Dude, I almost killed myself a couple of weeks ago because I didn't want to hurt a guy who I'd met for the first time that day. I don't want people hitting me, and I don't want anybody else. It's this business. Ah! Old man yelling at clouds. Speaking of, Jake Roberts, he's no longer with AEW, but he had great things to say about Tony. He said, I loved it. Just finished up working for him. No longer employed by AEW, he said. Tony's awesome. He really is a breath of fresh air. He's going to now be focusing mostly on his grandkids and his passion for his 1965 Cadillac convertible that he owns. And anyway, the point to this, other than that Jake Roberts is no longer with AEW, is I was also talking to people about this. Tony is a guy, and this actually plays into the Sheamus thing. Tony's a guy who, like, he just wants to hire a bunch of people and have a bunch of toys to play with, okay? And shiny new toys come up, and he wants to hire them. But we then get into the position we're in now where there's, like, hundreds of people under contract, and a vast majority of them are barely ever doing anything. But Tony is a nice guy, and he doesn't want to cut people, don't want to fire people. And so what you're going to be seeing over the next few months and years is people's deals are just going to come due, and that's it. This person's deal comes due, they're gone. This person's deal comes due, they're gone. This person's, it's just how it's going to be, because he's not going to cut people. They're just going to get paid to do absolutely nothing for a long time, and then their deals will expire, and they'll just be out of there. And I think that's what happened with Jake Roberts. Yes, Tom.
No, it's fine. Move on.
What do you want to say about Jake?
Just, I'm glad that he finally found something he's passionate about with that 1965 convertible. Good to see he found love in his old age. What?
What did you tweet about me, by the way? You want to see me get hit in the balls?
Oh, Richard Holliday's wondered who he should hit his signature maneuver on. And I thought, hey, you're as good a candidate as any. He did say wrestler, though, and, you know, you're clearly not.
Do you have any friends? Like,
no, not really.
Good friend? Okay, then I don't feel bad.
I was going to make fun of somebody online for not having plans on 4th of July, and then I was like, wait a minute. Me neither.
As the New Japan Pro Wrestling Organization gears up for the G1, we got a title change. That Gabe Kidd Shota Umino match that they, I think, built up better on Dynamite than New Japan, and then they did the match in New Japan, Gabe Kidd won. He's a new IWGP Global Champion. And
he threw the belt, spit in Tanahashi's face.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not going to help Tanahashi lose any weight.
Are you still bitter? Have you told that story on the air? Would you like to?
I'll tell it now if
go
I have
for it.
I mean,
do it.
Well, I mean, Tanahashi is out there. Granted, he's out there talking about he's trying to lose weight. But I mean, one of the last times I saw this man, he comes up to me. I probably have it sitting around here somewhere. He comes up to me and he's kind of laughing. He goes, "Tom, you look skinny. I think you need this," and handed me his Tanahashi branded protein powder. He was laughing it up. Ah, you look skinny, buddy.
Wow.
Look a little thin.
Well, maybe he's had too much of his own protein powder. Can you find that during the break so I can see it?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it right now. I'd rather do it now just because. Then I don't have to talk, but
well,
whatever.
I can talk about the G1. So we had the final two play-in matches. Oiwa beat Phantasmo, or ELP as he was called on, and there was like an apology for calling him Phantasmo on Collision. It was very odd. But Oiwa won, and also, let's see, Oscar qualified. So, the full lineup for the G1, which is kicking off this coming Saturday, July 11th, and is going to run through August 16th. We have got Block A, Takeshita, Yotasuji, Sonata, Shingo, Jake Lee, Oleg Gordon, Haruki Goto, Great Okan, Yuto Ice, and Oiwa. And then for the B Block, we got Callum Newman, Zack Sabre Jr., Shota Umino, Yuya Uemura, Ren Narita, Drilla Maloney, Gabe Kidd, Hanare, Aaron Wolf, and Oscar. So we can, in fact, get the G1 finals of Yuto Ice versus Oscar.
I don't think that's happening.
What fun are you?
I'm pulling for my boy Aaron Wolf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he's
going to... by the way?
He needs to avenge his brother Blue and come back and win strong in New Japan.
Do you know that Tony Khan did a podcast appearance that was listing people he'd like to see in AEW, and he listed Aaron Wolf?
See?
But meanwhile, he hates evil...
Well, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did. He doesn't like
evil. No. That was the speculation.
Oh, that was a speculation? Okay. All right.
Evil could probably get a dark match with me on Forbidden Door.
Back in a moment.
Or maybe not.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, so what's up? Did you find this protein powder?
I did not find the package of protein powder. I did find this, the New Japan Shaker Cup that he gave me with it, which looks like a piss test cup.
You can't say that on the air. I'll bet you ate that protein.
I did not.
Yeah, that's why you put on a little bit of weight.
I haven't.
That's how skinny you were when he was telling you you're too skinny?
I was 205 like I normally am.
Wow.
That's my fighting.
I think he just wanted you to try his protein powder.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, should have been a man about it.
Couple of notes. Then we're going to get going on this SmackDown show. It'll be easier because it's only 2 hours now.
Hey, how about a segue? Tomoaki Hanma is retiring.
Yeah, I was going to.
Was that one of your notes?
I was going to get to that, but he is retiring. He injured his neck on a draping DDT and was partially paralyzed. Did come back to action. Was never the same, but he was back. And apparently they've checked out his neck and it's not doing well. And so he's going to take a little time to get in a good enough shape to have one more match in his hometown, he says. So all the best
awesome.
To him. Yeah.
Former, not only New Japan, but he was great in Big Japan.
Yeah.
He was a deathmatch guy
yes,
in the late 90s before he was even in New Japan. And he had like a five or 6 year stint in All Japan as well. So this guy, he literally did it all. I mean, you should go back and check out, some of his matches with like Winger and Shadow WX or, what is it? Ryuji. Yamakawa.
So anyway, we got a lot of ticket news here. All in London is at 26,915. They sold 758 tickets. Basically, since we learned that Will Ospreay was officially going to headline Wembley and Mercedes was going to defend the women's, or she was in a challenge for the women's title. So still well below the last time they ran Wembley.
Holy crap.
Which was 2024. They did 53,922 in 2024 and 26,915 here. So still a very, very long way to go. The Beach Break show in Clearwater. And keep in mind, by the way, that this is the show with MJF versus Kenny Omega for the world title, with the stip being that if Kenny loses, he can never challenge for the title again. 26,002. So, not a.
Well, what is that place that they're holding it at? Do you know? Because Clearwater,
Bay Care Sound.
Is this like an outdoor show?
I don't know. But they're not sold out yet. And
yeah, it's an outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah.
So it only, 4,000 covered seats. And can have an additional 5,000, so it's going to be a different setup regardless. So
yeah,
so perhaps it's not as bad as it sounds. Although 26 out of 4,000 is not the best.
Well, what is not good? It's not so much how many people are there now, because like this wasn't supposed to be a show with a world title match. They moved it up, but you know, they're selling 40 tickets. You know, since Collision ended, so. I don't know, man. They are having a real struggle when it comes to selling tickets for TV shows and Wembley this year. The pay-per-view seem to be doing fairly well by AEW standards, but you know, just hard selling tickets on the road. And there's no real good excuse for this one because we've got matches. We got four matches already. So I don't know what the answer is, but. That's the update there.
Well, maybe the excuse is it's like 100 degrees outdoor at an outdoor show in Florida in the middle of the summer while the World Cup is on. Mm. I don't know. Maybe.
Bad Bunny likely will be doing something with AAA. They did a segment on the show where JBL asked Rey Mysterio if Bad Bunny could possibly come in now that Damian Priest is there. This is not something done on accident, and I was told they are working on something involving Bad Bunny and AAA, so that'll be happening at some point down the road there. And I think that's all of the major news. So let's go to SmackDown.
All right. And also, while I pull up the notes, like Clearwater, Florida is not the most accessible place in Florida either. It is on the extreme west end of the Tampa Bay where you have to cross like multiple bridges to get to. So it's not like it's Orlando where you're going to have people coming in from all over the state. But now that my notes are up, we can move on to SmackDown Live on USA this past Friday night, where new WWE champion Sami Zayn came to the ring. Did I mention yet this was 2 hours?
Yeah, it was great.
A two-hour show. Sami Zayn came to the ring to quite a mixed reaction. He said he was there.
They cheered his song, but then booed him.
Yeah. He said his ride or dies were there with him. He's the last real good guy. He won the right way. He's the way he always said he would. He did it his way. He said he could tell everyone who doubted him to kiss his butt, but he won't because this is a celebration. And that brought out Cody Rhodes, who went to the ring, said he wanted to be the first to say congratulations, champ, which is like, he's not. We know Kevin Owens and Sammy already have like a reunion, so he's certainly not the first person to tell him this. But, you know, Cody Rhodes always there to embellish a little bit. So they shook hands and he tried to leave. Sammy's like, hey, come back here. He says, drop the American Nightmare Golden Boy act for once. Tell me why you're really out here. It's because you want this title. Jey Uso comes out. He said he's also proud of Sammy because he earned that title. He deserves that title. But Sammy knows why Jey is there. And it's because he needs to bring the belt back to the family. Sammy and Cody are both like, really, the family? Sammy said he, as far as he's concerned, he is Jay's family. Neither Jay nor Cody is going to touch the belt, and they need to stay away from him. He goes to leave the ring, but Adam Pearce then comes out, said he is now the acting general manager of SmackDown since Gunther and Nick Aldis had a dust-up after the Night of Champions. They got into a physical altercation. He said it is his duty to find Sammy a challenger. Sammy's like, why don't I have a say in finding who I'm going to face at SummerSlam? And Pierce says, SummerSlam? Who said anything about SummerSlam? You are going to defend the title on Monday's Raw against the winner of Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes.
So the story here, and a lot of people, I think, are misunderstanding this. It is not that Adam Pierce is trying to make SmackDown terrible. That's not the idea here. SmackDown still had Sammy's first appearance as champion, Cody Rhodes versus Jey Uso number one contenders match. The idea is that he wants the best stuff on Raw. He's not trying to ruin SmackDown. He's trying to make Raw better. Yes, you could argue that in doing so, it makes SmackDown worse, but that's not the story. Is not supposed to be that you shouldn't watch SmackDown. It sucks. The idea is he's stealing all the best stuff for Raw, which is making Aldis upset, but there's nothing he can do about it.
Yes, he has usurped him.
Yes.
On SmackDown. So we had Charlotte and Alexa arguing backstage, and Tiffany and Chelsea showed up. Chelsea, by the way, just, I believe, deleted her Twitter. So
what happened now?
Well, I don't even want to get into this because it's so ridiculous. Like, her and Tiffany were pointing at Jade and her team, which is a play off of WNBA player Sophie Cunningham doing that in a game. And some people took this as being, I guess, racially motivated or politically motivated, and accused Chelsea of being MAGA. And then she tweeted out she is liberal, she's a Democrat, she can't even vote, so it doesn't matter, she's Canadian. And that when she has a chance, she will vote for someone who believes in equal human rights. And then now her Twitter is gone. So
wow.
There you go. But what happened here? Well, Chelsea got a hot tag. The crowd was hot for her. She almost killed herself doing a top rope hurricanrana to Mishin. She actually got up and sold it. Like, just sold it.
Yeah, she landed on her freaking head. I almost dropped an F-bomb there.
She wasn't selling.
I don't think she was selling. She landed on her head.
She got hit with the jaded, she got hit with the jaded and pinned. That's essentially what happened. That was it.
Yeah.
They showed a video of Gunther badgering Nick Aldis. They got into a fight. Nick Aldis has been sent home. He's on administrative leave. And then he was actually on the phone arguing with Pierce as Pierce ran into Sammy.
And Pierce goes, "Hey, listen, I'm doing your job for you, buddy. You can't do it." And then he hung up on him. So they're doing a GM versus GM feud here.
It seems that way. But, I mean, I also feel like Gunther is primed to retire Nick Aldis.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I don't know what
he needs to retire somebody if it's not going to be Brock Lesnar, right?
At this point, why bother? They screwed it up so bad with him. Who cares now?
He could retire Pierce and Aldis on back-to-back nights on SummerSlam. Oh, Sammy talked to Gargano on the box.
God, the box.
Can we get...
Hate
man,
the box.
It sucks. Vikingo challenged Rey Fénix for the AAA Cruiserweight title. Vikingo is the AAA Latin American champion, which I thought was a higher ranked belt than the Cruiserweight title, which is weight class based, but I digress. Fénix ran hot until Vikingo trapped him in the ring apron, hit a dropkick, acai moonsault. Not bad for a guy who's injured. Vikingo crushed him with a Meteora.
Actually, the update this weekend is it looks like it's pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
No, that isn't good. Damn. Imploding Hurricane Rana, a kick, a great Poison Rana off the top. Vikingo crashed on a springboard 450. Fénix hit knees in the corner. Mexican Muscle Buster got the win. Good showcase for Vikingo, who apparently is injured.
Injured, yes.
Blake Monroe beat up Julia backstage. Then when Kiana James came in, Blake beat her up too. There was a Jimmy Uso, Jacob Fatu, and Royce Keyes verbal interaction backstage.
Brother, spit it out, dude.
Carmelo Hayes cut off Little Yachty doing a promo. This set up Little Yachty and Trick accepting Carmelo Hayes' challenge for next week, but in a non-title match. Danhausen is up to his shenanigans. Kit Wilson and Miz are being shocked to death. Cardona's in charge of them. Brie Bella took on Lainey Reed. There was a ton of interference from the fatal influence on the outside. Brie Bella let go of a rolling omoplata yes lock. She attacked Fallon Henley on the floor and then got hit with a pump knee and pinned in the ring. Finn Balor talked to Cody in the back, wished him well in his title match. And then we had Jey Uso against Cody Rhodes, number one contenders match. Cody won, of course. This was a respectful back-and-forth match at first. They brawled on the floor for a little bit. They went into the timekeeper's area. They got back in the ring. They started doing finishers back and forth. They started exchanging each other's finishers. Cody went for an Uso splash. Jey got the knees up, rolled him up. Jey locked on the sleeper, which had won him that very world championship at WrestleMania, that very hold in the vein of men like Evan and Edge Strangler Lewis. But Cody countered. Jey tried to counter. They countered each other into the corner. It was a smorgasbord of bad decisions. Something happened. The referee intervened. Jey swung wild with a lariat. Cody grabbed him, hit the crossroads, got the win, and that was the show.
Not bad, Tom. Not bad. I didn't think much of that main event at all. It was all commercials. It's like 8 minutes of commercials and 7 minutes of wrestling. Just couldn't get into it.
It was a fine but uninspired main event.
Back in a moment with a fine and uninspired performance on this program, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show, everybody. So what's the schedule for this week, Tom? You're here for the next few days?
Yeah, I think I'll be here till Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, Wednesday, I've backed myself into watching a three-hour show.
Oh.
Even though I've been trying to avoid it.
Which one?
Raw.
It's not 3 hours.
2.5?
About 2 hours and 24 minutes, usually. It's not too bad. But yes, Tom will be here tomorrow and Wednesday, and then Lance will be here Thursday and Friday. We have a schedule change.
Tomorrow and, yeah, you're right.
This week. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Gosh.
So yes, that's the plan for the next. What?
I'm exasperated.
Why? You get to watch NXT this week? Get to watch Sami Zayn defend that title tonight?
I am. You know what? I am kind of excited for tonight's Raw. I think it's going to be a good show.
Hey, you get Kendall and Natty? It's going to be fun.
The return of CM Punk.
The return.
And then you have to talk about him on Tuesday. You'd have to. So is he going to complain when you do?
When I talk about him?
You just can't stop. You can't keep his name out of your mouth.
Dude, that's from years ago.
No.
Get with the program.
Oh, buddy, that's what you think.
Okay, there's another one? Please don't tell me there's another one. What are you talking about? I haven't said anything about Punk in weeks. Have I?
Yeah. That interview about him in Brazil.
Well, that was ridiculous. He was lying.
Come on. Is that better or worse than Rocky Johnson knocking out his mom's boyfriend with a turkey?
With the turkey?
No, it was with a shovel, but it was over. It was because he peed on the turkey.
Well, don't do that, guys.
He brined it.
Okay, get out of here. We're out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on Observer Live.